Narapati Nupani, a Bhutanese refugee, doesn't expect to make a lot of money farming a small parcel of land, but says it's a good way to learn useful skills. New Roots Project coordinator Supreet Gill translates for Nupani.
So what he's saying is he's, you know, they're farmers in their country, but they're not very familiar with the seasons here. So it's a good thing. He wants to learn about, you know, what to grow in what season.
Mostly Nupani is thankful to have a safe place to work.
He says that back in his country he would make a little bit of money and then he would be very worried that someone's going to steal it, someone's going to take it away. But here he feels that, you know, he can earn a living and he's safe, which is a huge thing for a refugee to say.
T.L. Phillip and her daughter Sherilyn are scoping out some sprouts that were planted over the weekend. Phillip came to Salt Lake City about a year ago as a Myanmar refugee. She says she's not accustomed to buying from a grocery store.
I can say, yeah, it's easy to find food, but it's not very fresh as what we used to eat back home because we eat very fresh things there. You know, fresh plucked it from the garden.
She explains the gardens will be a nice supplement to the government assistance her family receives.
Most of refugees eat through food stamp. Sometimes, you know, they run out of food stamps. We can just come here and then pick what we want.
New Roots is a partnership between the Utah Refugee Coalition and Salt Lake County, providing dozens of refugee families from all over the world an opportunity to learn about nutrition, agriculture, and business. Rebecca Bergen with the Utah Refugee Coalition says New Roots helps refugees earn some money by farming, a job in which many of them are familiar, but in a Utah setting. She says it can be hard to reconcile those agricultural skills with what employers in the U.S. are looking for.
It's very difficult for the American public to recognize the skills that they come with and to hire them. One of the big pushes right now is to help employers realize that they can employ refugees. They are hard workers. They do come from difficult backgrounds, but that makes them survivors, not unemployable.
Bergen says it's important to note that these refugees are in the country legally, which isn't clear to some employers. The 1.5-acre parcel behind the Redwood Recreation Center in West Valley City provides 36 garden plots for individual families. An acre of that land is for growing food they'll later sell. Coordinator Supreet Gill says the family will sell the food at farm stands where food stamps are accepted.
Most refugees are unfamiliar with American foods. This will be a great opportunity for them to learn. Also, a lot of refugees use EBT cards, and since they don't have transportation, they can't go to the grocery store half the time, or they just don't know what to buy, so they end up going to the 7-Eleven buying really bad food.
She says they'll grow a lot of tomatoes and cabbage and carrots, but refugees are also growing food from their native lands.
It's a fun process, and it's an experiment as well, because a lot of the seeds, a lot of the vegetables that they want to grow or grains they want to grow are just, you know, no one has really grown them here, so we're kind of going to be the first.
Gill adds she'd like to see them gain enough knowledge to continue farming on their own and create other community partnerships. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.